The Inland Revenue Department, IRD, of Sri Lanka has formally announced a delay in the enforcement of the new tax regime for international tech giants. In a notice issued today, April 7, 2026, the tax authority confirmed that the Sri Lanka digital VAT on non-resident digital services will now take effect on July 1, 2026, rather than the previously scheduled April 1 deadline. This extension provides a critical 3-month window for both the government and international service providers to align their technical infrastructures. The IRD cited the ongoing finalization of specialized registration portals as the primary reason for the shift, ensuring that the transition to the new VAT system is seamless for non-resident entities. Ensuring operational readiness for digital platforms, the Sri Lanka Digital VAT represents a significant step in the nation's revenue mobilization strategy, targeting a wide range of services including streaming media, cloud computing, online advertising, and software as a service, SaaS, provided by overseas companies. Key details regarding the postponement include new effective date. The mandatory collection and remittance of VAT for non-resident providers will begin on July 1, 2026. Registration portals. The IRD is currently in the final testing phase of a simplified registration and filing system designed specifically for international companies without a physical presence in Sri Lanka. Compliance window. The delay is intended to prevent technical bottlenecks and ensure that high-profile digital platforms have sufficient time to integrate Sri Lankan tax logic into their global billing systems. Strategic context for non-resident providers. For multinational corporations, MNCs, operating in the digital space, the Sri Lanka digital VAT postponement offers temporary relief from the administrative burden of the 15%, or current statutory rate, levy. However, the IRD has signaled that no further extensions are expected. Tax authorities are prioritizing this rollout to level the playing field between domestic digital businesses and foreign competitors. As the July deadline approaches, digital platforms are advised to monitor the IRD's official portal for the launch of the simplified registration module. Once live, this system will be the primary gateway for compliance, marking a new era of digital fiscal transparency in South Asia.